This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. You know me as Joe. In today's news, we talk about Lord of the Rings. We have some Xbox news and some PlayStation news as well. But today, we start with an article from GameSpot.com, and in this one, they're talking about Dragonflight, because they're in alpha, and what they're saying is there could be a possible time skip by a few years. Now, we know that every time that there's a new expansion for World of Warcraft, there's usually some sort of time skip that happens, whether it be 1, 2, 3 years, 5, 6, 7 years, you know, stuff like that. We know that by the aging of Anduin. We all know that, Horde and Alliance. We also know that by the storyline of Thrall. But it looks like they're going to do that again this time around as well. And what they're saying is that some of the officials, like Lothamar, talking to Thrissa on how the years have gone by, and Gan Greymane and Matthias Shaw and Turlion talk about the state of the Alliance. But we shall see what happens once the game does release later this year. Now we get to Sony, we get to some business news, and this is an article from Destructoid.com, and they did have their quarter one financial results that was released today. And what they're saying is their quarter one sales did go up in PlayStation 5 sales by about 50 points, okay? The operating income did go up by about 26, 27 points. And the income before taxes was up by 8.2 points. And the net income with the stockholders was up by 6.4 points. So the net income for yen, and it's more about how much yen, I think this is per billion, if I'm not mistaken, was up by million, is up by 5.99 million yen. Now, sales was up by 54.7 billion yen, up 2%, and the operating income, they're saying, was up by 10%. And they did do the adjusted operating income. But there's a lot of information here as what people use there for music, game network services, pictures, bunch of different stuff that you can do with your PlayStation. So we do thank Destructoid for that. But with that, according to DualShockers, the Sony CFO doesn't deny the possibility of PlayStation 5 price increase. Well, if you look at the price of the hardware that's needed to build the PlayStation, then that is basically what you need. So we shall see what happens there. Okay? Now we'll get to some other hardware here via Destructoid. And Valve did announce that they are fulfilling the Steam Deck orders faster than what they have expected. So this is good for everybody that has ordered a Steam Deck. So if you want a reservation, it is on Steam, is on the store.steampower.com/Steam Deck. So you can go for the 399 64 gigs, the 529 256 gigs. I'm giving the price first. $649 for 512 gigs. Keep in mind, you have a carrying case just for the 64 gig, faster storage, carrying case, and exclusive Steam community profile bundle. That's for the 256 gigs, and the fastest storage premium anti-glare etch glass, exclusive carrying case, exclusive Steam community profile bundle, and exclusive virtual keyboard theme for the 512 gig. Lots of good stuff there via Steam Deck. And that is basically what they're saying on the Destructoid. But they've also said that some of the Nintendo multiplayer sale has deals on Switch, including Borderlands, the Handsome Collection, Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics, Diablo 2 Resurrected, good job, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, Mario Party Superstars, Super Mario Party, Go Vacation, and Age of Calamity, along with a bunch of other games. So you can go check those out. Now, we talked about PlayStation, so let's go on to Xbox. This is brought to you by Eurogamer. And the former CEO of Xbox was talking to IGN, and basically Peter Moore, that's the former Xbox executive, did say, quote, "We encouraged the console wars not to create division, but to challenge each other," for the quote. And when I say each other, I mean Microsoft and Sony. If Microsoft hadn't stuck the console after the Xbox, after the red rings of death, gaming would be a poorer place for it. You wouldn't have the competition you have today. Speaking of Xbox, GGmania.com did say that the Xbox One and Xbox 360 lists has been updated. So now, available for the whole month on Xbox One is Calico, and from August 16th to September 15th, Scourgebringer. For Xbox 360, from August 1 to August 15th, Saints Row 2. From August 16th to August 31st, Monaco, What's Yours is Mine. So enjoy your Xbox, everybody. Now we go to GameSpot.com and the Lord of Rings power. That is, Lord of Rings, Rings of Power, are talking to Ian McKellen to bring him back as Gandalf. And what he did with Gandalf was just an amazing, amazing performance. I love that performance that he did. It was great for a wizard of that stature. And very well done. So hopefully he'll come aboard. We end today with bluesnews.com, and Digimon Survive has been released on Steam, Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch. So if you like Digimon, if you like the game of Digimon, go get it right now. It is available. But will be available tomorrow on twitch.tv/dawnforge if everything goes okay there on Golden's side. So we'll see what happens there. If we do, go check us out at around 6 p.m. EST. Okay? This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Have fun playing games, people. If we see you, we'll see you tomorrow.